Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today I'm really excited because I have my friends Monica and Maciej from the UK.
Hi guys.
From the channel Everdaters. If you have not seen that channel, you have to check it out, Everdaters. I will put links in my description below and a link to my favorite one of their videos so you can check that out.
Thank you. Welcome guys.
It's good to have you here in Częstochowa.
Thanks for having us.
Częstochowa.
Beautiful time. And I also admire in your channel art how you have written the description about what is Everdaters. A couple who doesn't take one another for granted and continues to date each other forever. That is awesome. Yeah, I am a very romantic person. You've been together 10 years, right, Monica?
Yes, that is a long time, but it feels short because I'm with him.
So. Yes. And 5 years married.
Yeah, five years. So although we're young, we're still trying to keep our love alive every single day. And yeah, that's really important to us. And actually, you came up with the name, didn't you?
Oh, thanks for that. I didn't want to brag about it, but
it's a great name. It really is. And I think to myself too, with three children, my wife and I would like to also be Everdaters, but with three monkeys and a year and a half crazy child at home right now, it's hard to get out of the house. But I think in the future, we're going to be Everdaters as well.
Yeah, call us.
Yes, definitely. Well, I have you here today, and I'm so happy that you traveled from the UK to our city of Częstochowa to talk to me about something that I'm really curious about. Poles living in England, Poles living in the UK, and how that's changed over all the years. So I'm going to ask you a few questions today and talk to my audience, and I think we're going to answer questions that they have as well. Sure. Are you ready to get started?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Awesome, excited.
Let's do it. First of all, I'd like to ask you, Monica, what is the best aspect of living in the UK? Being a Polish person, living there many years.
Yeah. So what I really love about UK is firstly, all the greenery everywhere. That it's just a beautiful country with a lot of history.
Yeah.
And that's very special. And then the politeness of people. People are really, really polite. And I just love that. But the other thing I really love is the politeness of people. It's really really nice to have people just come up to you and say, like, how are you? How are you doing? It's just lovely.
You know, in America, we're also a little bit like that. Everybody is nice. Everybody tells you what you want to hear. But sometimes in the back of your mind, you wonder, are they being genuine? And
they possibly might not be, but I prefer that than people being rude to me. So it's a nice piece of their culture, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah, we appreciate the attitude because you can say, okay, you can have a bad day, but you'll decide, okay, I'll be kind anyway. And that's what I appreciate.
Right.
So,
I think it's nicer to live that way. Yeah. And what about you, Maciej? What would be the biggest drawback to living in the UK?
Definitely. By far, number one that comes to my mind is building relationships. in Poland, or even in Norway, where we lived for 2 years, we have many friends in Poland, we have many friends in Norway, but we don't have many friends in the UK. It's just we found it much harder to build like deep, meaningful relationships in the UK, probably because of the culture, which is a small talk culture, and the conversations are very superficial. It's hard to go like a little bit deeper.
Right.
There's time and place for everything. So, for example, here in Poland, you would probably, if somebody asked you, how are you, you would tell them the real answer of how you are. You would say, oh, I'm bad, or I'm not feeling too well, but it's okay. But in the UK, you're supposed to say you're okay, and that's not the time of place to explain how you are really feeling.
You know, Monica, one of the first bits of advice I received when I moved to Poland is never ask people, jak się masz, jak się pan ma, which is how are you in Poland, because they're going to give you a lengthy, real answer, and you better be prepared to listen to them. In the USA, how are you? Just walk past that person, that's the end of it. But here, it is a deeper kind of approach to that question.
I obviously got used to it now, but I remember I was so shocked when I moved to the UK and I was asking people, hey, how are you? And they were answering me, how are you? I'm like, I'll just ask you, how are you? Why are you asking me? It was so weird for me. It's normal for me now.
It's automatic.
And I actually do. And I actually do the same thing now living in the UK, which is funny, but this is just culture. So.
Totally. And speaking of culture, it's a perfect segue to my next question, because I'm in love with Polish culture. But I've noticed my students, they go to the UK and they come back and they've just got everything British and they're just so in love with British culture. What intrigues you about the culture there?
Okay, so one of the things is that the pub culture is huge. Everybody goes to the pub.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was all...
It is true. Mm-hmm. The pub is the place where everybody meets and they socialize. And that's really the place. And we don't go to the
Maybe
pub.
Maybe we should push it. Yeah. That's what we just discovered. That's why we don't have friends.
Yes.
Because we don't go to the pub. But
that probably is a good reason.
Because everybody there, they drink, they open up, and they just talk to people. So we just might have discovered the reason why. We
just
are
gotta
not
start
really...
going to the pubs and we'll have good friends.
Yes.
3 years ago, my wife surprised me with a trip to London. My 40th birthday, I had no idea we were going, and we actually went to a pub. And it's not a pub like you would find in Częstochowa in different parts of Poland. This is a restaurant and just such a variety of different alcohols. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And that in itself is huge in terms of the culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you give us another example of great culture there?
Well, there is a lot of like British heritage in terms of like history. So it's wherever you go. I'm not sure if that answers your question.
Perfectly.
But it's,
keep going.
Yeah, it's there's so many amazing places to see because castles and
manor houses.
Yeah,
probably. And also, it's probably because the England as a nation has never been properly invaded. From other nations. That's why. And
there's still so many.
Everything's intact, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And they preserve it really well. Yeah. They have the National Trust and it's all really nicely preserved. There's always coffee shops near the attractions. You've got all the stuff they sell for the attractions.
What I love about British, and I think this fits into culture, is the fact that they truly are proud of being British.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met a person from the UK who says, from me. No, it's that pride. It's kind of like we have in America. I'm an American, right?
Uh-huh.
And I love that, and I think that should be the case with Poles too, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go down to something a little bit more serious. You know, I remember losing a lot of friends between 2004 and 2006 when Poland joined the European Union. People were able to actually go there, work there. They started living there. My wife lived there for 3 years. So she's got her stories. How have things changed? Are things better now or worse over all the years for Poles who moved to England early on?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going very well. It's... A lot of our friends either moved on in jobs, so they have like management positions, or they're starting to buy properties, like even not even for themselves, but as investment properties, which is awesome, I think. And
even in TV and television, you hear Polish surnames a lot more. It's just a much more common thing to hear somebody successful who has a Polish name.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real positive. So I think people who moved there then, they really built their future there, which is encouraging for even new people who want to move and hopefully do the same.
Yeah, and I think these are all people who assimilated with the culture well and learned the language, which I'm actually feeling proud of Polish people living in the UK, to be honest, that actually we learned the language. We got the jobs or the businesses, whatever, and we are smashing it.
Yes,
that's how I'll put it.
You know, I was in Chicago a month ago and I did a whole report over what's going on in the Chicago town, USA, and I talked to Polish people and they said that the Poles have left. They've integrated into the nation. They work everywhere. They're normal American citizens. They don't need to live in one area. Good.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably a similar situation there, right?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
And awesome for Poland, very good. Probably once a week I get a phone call from someone who says, can you teach me English very quickly, a fast track course, because I want to move to the UK and start working there.
Mm-hmm.
But in the back of my mind, I think this whole Brexit thing is looming.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a good idea for Polish people to move there at this point in time, almost 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Should they? Is there any risk? What's the situation like with Brexit? Talk to me.
Yeah, well, at the moment, nothing is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if somebody was to move now, they would have to get going and actually organize everything. And it's much easier to move and then get a job rather than get a job from here and then move. So if somebody would like to do that, I would encourage them to do that.
Oh, wow.
Because now you don't have to have any work permits to get a job. You don't have to have a special visa to enter the country. So it would be easier now to enter UK than possibly in 1-2 years, because we don't know what's going to happen.
Now, Macha, you told me something really fascinating. You told me that the term Brexit is a little bit of taboo right now in the country.
That's true? Yes, that's true. That's true. Actually, when we were just discussing before making that video, that when you started to ask us questions about Brexit, I'm like, I'm not even sure if I can speak about it. That's how I felt, which is the situation, how the situation looks like in the UK, where in a bus or in public places or whatever you're out there, people just don't tend to speak. Yeah.
So there's so much uncertainty that people just want to put it off and avoid it.
I tell you what, I think it's because it divided a nation. Mm-hmm. So some people are really pro-Brexit, the other ones are against Brexit. Mm. And that's why it created a conflict within the country. People are like, no, we should be inclusive. We should encourage people to be together and build something together. Whereas the other side is like, let's just
we have similar situations in the US. We're very divided, Republican, Democrat, certain topics, so I know exactly what you mean on that. But it's interesting to hear this from you. The final question, I'm having such a good time talking to you guys today. You know, I have several British teachers here. We go out for a beer here and there, we go to the pub. But here in Poland, they tease me. My British friends tease me. They say, you have an English school as an American? You don't speak real English.
Yeah.
Come on, what is that? You're cheating the people here. Or they call me a Yankee. I'm a Yank, you know that.
Yeah.
But I think we have good relations overall. America and Britain are closer than ever, in my opinion. Mm. Do you think, how is it with British people and the way that they see Poles now?
Mm.
We know how it was then. Yeah. How is it now?
Mm.
I think that British people got used to Polish being in the UK. Mm-hmm. So they, when they hear somebody, hey, I'm from Poland, they are not kind of weirded out. Is that how you say it? Because there's so many of us in the UK.
But 1 million almost, I heard.
Yeah, 900,000? I've heard even like going up to 2 million, not officially.
So over a million, we can definitely say.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
As I said before, I'm a positive person, so I attract positive people to my life. So I haven't experienced like a lot of negativity personally, but
there's definitely, I think at this point in time, there's more negativity in the country. So you get to experience that sometimes, not a lot of times, because the whole UK is divided, so pro-Brexiters will know that if they say anything out in public, there'll be probably another person coming and saying, hey, this is not okay, stop it. So I think a lot of these conversations are happening in, not in public, but in private kind of rooms. So we don't get to experience the hostility that much.
But as Polish people living there for all these years, you feel overall it's positive treatment?
Overall, I think it is, because people over the years, they found out that Polish people are hardworking people.
Ambitious, definitely.
Yes, ambitious. That
not everybody, but majority.
But to generalize,
of course.
A lot of actually landlords want to rent to Polish people because they're really clean.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've heard.
That's what I've heard,
very interesting point.
It is nice. You know, it's a similar situation. I would say 9 out of 10 people love the fact that as an American I live here, but I have that one that says, Yankee, go home. It happens. It does happen. Yeah. And, you know, that just kind of goes with the scheme of living here.
Yeah.
Well, I am so happy that you traveled to Częstochowa. Thank you again for coming here. It was nice to spend this time with such nice
Thanks folks. For having us.
Polish people living in the UK, answering a lot of my questions I've wondered about. You really need to check out their video. Again, I'm going to put a description in the description below, the video of how they traveled to Norway with no money. They just one day up and moved to Norway and just said, here we are. This is something I could never do. You have to check that video out. It's very, very interesting. A lot of respect to you for doing something like that. But that's just one of many of their interesting videos. So check them out. Become a subscriber to their channel. And if you have not subscribed to Love My Poland, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click the button on top of Maciej's head right here so you can become a subscriber. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.